Just a quick moment. There is this thing called orthogonality. Orthogonality means independence. A set of orthogonal questions, none of them answers any part of the others. Orthogonality is a mathematical simplifier. It's like constants. It's that nice. If things are orthogonal, then what each one does is completely independent of what the others do. And defined idea. The problem is that mathematical orthogonality and analytic orthogonality, logical orthogonality, orthogonality to us who are making hypotheses, don't always match. So, the way you check for orthogonality is here we have two simple analytic comparisons, comparing treatment one and the control, comparing treatment two and the control. Obviously two different questions. Knowing one doesn't tell you squat about the other. We got to ask both of them to know both answers. But the way you test for orthogonality is you take the product of each set of weights and then add them up. And a set of comparisons are only orthogonal if the cross product sum to zero. So when we look at this, we go, yeah, those are two questions. Mathematician looks at this and says, well, they're not orthogonal. Okay? Just want you to have heard about orthogonality. Here's one of the reasons we care. Some statistical packages, when you give it a set of hypotheses, do not test the hypotheses that you put into your weights. What they do is they test the closest orthogonal set to what you gave it. Which won't be what you gave it. So if you are going to work in statistical packages, SPSS doesn't do this. When you work in statistical packages and you're doing analytic comparisons, you have to find somebody who knows that package really well, read the material, and figure out if it's testing the hypotheses you gave it or the nearest orthogonal set. Okay? Because you won't get the same results out of both. And so this talks about the advantages is that each comparison gives statistically independent and it is mathematically elegant. Disadvantages, separate research questions don't often translate into statistically orthogonal comparisons. You can only have as many orthogonal comparisons as you have degrees of freedom. So if you have three conditions, there's only two possible orthogonal tests. If you have six, there's only five. There's 15 pairwise comparisons, but only five of them are orthogonal. And so within this system, that's all you're allowed to do. And what it really comes down to is the comparisons included in an orthogonal set rarely address the set of research hypotheses someone has. And we're supposed to be following around and testing our research hypotheses, not what's statistically convenient.